Hey, fantasy fanatics, and welcome to the 4Fs podcast. Lifelong friends Josh and Justin will carry you along this roller coaster season of Monday night comebacks, Sunday dominant performances, and the grueling pressure of not coming last in a league of their closest friends. Now here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
Thanks, Soup, and welcome back to the 4Fs podcast. I'm your host, Justin Meard, and with me on the line is my good buddy, the one, the only commissioner, Josh Carlson. How's it going?
It's going great, Justin. It's going great. Been a little rough last couple of weeks trying to get together and get this podcast done, but looks like we finally were able to make our schedules meet.
Absolutely. I once again want to apologize to the rest of the listeners that we did have a couple other personal matters to deal with, so we weren't able to link up. But what a great way to start than by congratulating you, Josh, on your first win of the season. Great job.
Yay.
Hopefully it's first of many to come, you know?
Shout out to Matthew for letting me win.
I don't know if he let you win, but you definitely won by a good margin.
By 7 points. And it was still rough. Good thing I wasn't relying on Devontae Adams to get me anything. Got me 2 freaking points. And then his head coach got fired and his quarterback got benched. So.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk about that in a few minutes. But how do you feel the season's going? I mean, I know your season probably isn't not what you expected, but overall, like, it's been rough with all the running backs kind of up and down and the quarterback.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, how do you think the league's been so far?
I think it's been fun. I think there's been a lot of, like, some really big blowouts, like really big scores. Like, Zach Tanner still undefeated. Still undefeated.
Yep.
8-0.
Yep.
So he's got a pretty good lock on first place in that first round bye. His team's performing well. So we'll see who keeps going strong in the second half. And then I said there's been lots of high points, lots of big scoring, high scoring. And then there's been a lot of, like, low scoring weeks too.
Yeah, I see. We just finished week 8, so we're just over the halfway mark until the playoffs start. And a lot of teams are tied right now, so it's still technically anyone's game right now. It's going to be the top 6 teams to be in the playoffs. Obviously, the first 2 teams will have that first round bye, but, you know, it's still kind of early for anyone to be really out. You do got a shot, Josh.
I think so, too. I mean, I'd have to string a few wins together, and some other teams will have to fall apart, but I can still have a shot, so.
Yep, and since we missed a few weeks, I want to go up and down to standing and just kind of give everyone a refresher where we're all at. Also, you mentioned that Zach Tanner is, of course, number 1, being undefeated, 8-0, so that's no surprise there. Number 2 is technically a 3-way tie, because the next 3 people have 5-3 records, and that's going to be in order of Caleb, Rock City Clutch. Number 3 is Alex Bird, CW won't call back. And then Chris Whelan, and Dylan, again, they're all tied 5-3. And like I said, we have another tie at 4-4 between... See if I can order. It would be Running Up the Hill, Joe Snavely, followed by me, Great Valley Broncos. And then number 7 is Team Dadford. So that runs out of the top 7. Then we get kind of tricky with number 8 is Carson City Goomers, Justin Ray. It's really because of the tie that you guys had. So we've got a little higher percentage. So then it goes to Matthew, Mega Miller team at 3-5, followed by Prestige Worldwide at 3-5. Miami Sharks at 2-6. And then, of course, we have your boy, Mac Attack, 1-6-1.
I am no longer winless, though. So.
Exactly. It's like a chip and a cherry. You know, you see one to start with.
Yep. One win at a time. Can't win them all.
All right, Jack. Go ahead and get us our Commissioner's Corner of the Week.
I was just saying, it finally feels good to join everybody in the winner's column. So. Yay for me on that. Now to string a whole bunch of wins together and, you know, maybe get the playoffs or at least not get last place. You know, it'd be kind of embarrassing as the commissioner to drive around with I suck at fantasy football or fantasy football loser in the back of my truck. So
I feel like I'm saying I promise anything, but I feel like if you do end up being last place, we should get like whatever sticker we have and then the commissioner right under it just so everyone knows that you are running the lead that you are terrible at.
Yeah, it feels like the last 2 years my luck or my drafting skills in this league have not been good. So
honestly, man, like I think several of us had like pretty good standing teams in the draft, but just the way things have fallen down, you know, obviously, you know, Rodgers and Cousins going down now, and the running backs are just so hard to guess of what they're going to do because some people are kind of getting on the run or going to full on committee. So it's just been hard to tell overall.
So moving out to the trade to Alex, the couple of big trades Alex made, now that we're a few weeks in and everybody's kind of seeing where they go, I think Alex is definitely the big winner on the trade front. I mean, his team was kind of, you know, down in the dumps and slumping, and then he goes on, wins, what, four in a row, and then scores 191 points this last week with the team he just traded for. So, like, way to turn your season around. And let me throw this out there. I still can't believe you traded away ETN. He is the number 3 running back on the season, and now he has the number 1 running back with McCaffrey and number 3 running back with ETN on his roster, which is unheard of. So Alex is now the new juggernaut.
To be fair, he scored 70 points after I traded him. So he's now like the top 5 quarter, the running back right now. Hindsight, yes, of course. Obviously, I would not do the trade had he been in production with me. ETN wasn't bad, but I just feel like I needed a quarterback change. And if you get Josh Allen, you have to give up something. And then I feel like ETN was obviously the trade piece that would have swayed Alex Bird finally giving me Josh Allen. Did I give up too much? In the scheme of things, probably. But I was trying to get a deal done. Someone's got to overpay for, you know, this way, one way or another. But you know,
you gave away Tua, who's like the 3rd quarterback in the league. So like you gave the 3rd quarterback and the 3rd running back for just the number 2 quarterback.
But it wasn't, so, he was getting like, it was kind of different on 20 points. I need someone a little bit better, you know, in my reasoning. You know, obviously we'll go the end of the year and we'll say I'm the dumbest trader around. So that's fine. But, you know, obviously, you know, it definitely looks bad on me now, but at the time I promised it, I tried to make it as fair as I could. But anyway, it's not about me this week. It's all about you being your first winner. And yes, Alex does have a great team together. Mind you, he did trade my George Kittle to get CeeDee Lamb, so that definitely boosts up now that they're actually scoring points over the Cowboys' offense side of the ball. But, you know, all he has to do is lose one game in the playoffs, and he's out. So that's all we got to hope for right now.
Well, we'll get to his bipocalypse this coming up in the next segment. But
all right, we go right to Fab Grab now.
Yeah,
cool. So I'll start off with mine. I got Njoku for $7, so I need a backup tight end since Sam Laporta is on bye week. So I think I got a pretty decent filler for now. I am scratching my head that Chris Whelan paid $8 for Derek Carr, who got benched because McDaniels got fired. I don't know if Chris knows something else we don't. Maybe he doesn't.
Derek Carr is the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
You're right. I am totally in last year. So that does make sense. Great job, Chris. Good find. I think the whole Raiders like stuff last week just kind of blew me over.
I think he beat me. I put like $5 on him thinking I could just sneak by and get him without, you know, paying too much. And he ended up bidding $8. So it was a good bid on Chris's part.
Yeah,
I needed a backup quarterback this week.
I haven't been watching I haven't been watching the Saints at all, so I totally forgot Derek Carr played for the Saints now, or the Raiders for that matter.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo is who got benched.
That's right, Garoppolo Raiders traded there, and he got benched. So, all right, well, now do you have a starting quarterback? So great job, Chris. Hopefully, he does well for you. And speaking of New Orleans, Zach needed a defense for the week, I guess, and he paid $15 for New Orleans defense. I forget who they're playing this week. Is it someone good? Is that why you paid so much for them?
Yeah, they paid. They're playing, I think, Chicago. Yeah, Chicago.
Oh, yeah. So that might be a good play this week.
Yeah, they're. I think the luck they had against the Raiders kind of went out. So the second round or the undrafted rookie Division II quarterback is no longer the juggernaut everybody thought he was. So I think New Orleans is going to destroy Chicago. So that was a really good pickup. I put in some money for Chicago too, or New Orleans too. I didn't think it was going to go for $18. So
let's check out the Fab Bates right now, see how everyone's doing. Some people were spinning, some were not. Right now, the lowest is John, $29. So he's definitely made to spend some money there. Still got a couple $100 people. See Team Dadford, Justin Ray, and Matthew Miller. Matthew, buddy, you're on a 4-game lose streak. You might want to spend some money and try to get some players. And then everyone's kind of in the middle. Let's see, what do I have? I have $39, so I got some money left over. And Josh, you got $45, so we're kind of around the same area.
Yep.
Who was your big spin for the season? Didn't you play a lot for someone?
I just been kind of buying, putting money out for players. I think I put $35 for a player I no longer have on my roster. So,
I think Ford from the Browns was like the big grab of the week a couple weeks ago. Things where people were spending. I think that was John, actually. He needed a running back.
Yeah, I think I put I think I dropped whoever I picked up. I know. So,
as you take that fact, Zach has $70 left. So he spent half his spending budget right now on the defense he just picked up. Other than that, he's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go into our week recap. The first game we'll get out of the way, of course, is Zach Tanner going on undefeated still, 8-0, versus Team Dadford, 161-104. Not much to say about it. Zach had a great team. 161 is a lot of points. Dak Prescott, they scored 43 points on the Rams, so Dak got a little bit of hand everywhere. AJ Brown had 33, Keenan Allen at 14. Yeah, Barkley on his last for 20 points. Even Kansas City kicker got 11, and Seattle defense got 10 points. So everyone contributed there. Even then, he had Hollywood Brown for 15 points on his bench, and Javonte Williams with 18. So it doesn't matter kind of where he puts, he was going to kind of win all around. Dafford, yeah, Jackson, who only had 13 points. And then the only other person who did well was Derrick Henry at 21. Sorry, bud. The real one on the bench. The only one he could have done better was Goff, and he had 2 more points than Jackson. So you were kind of destined to lose this week. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, so the week he plays me, Lamar Jackson has the game of his career, and that's how he won. So luckily my luck has changed.
All about balances, man.
Yep. Now my luck has changed, and I'm going to start stringing some wins together. So,
all right, who we got next?
All right. Rack City Clutch versus Miami Sharks. So John's team actually showed up and scored some points, but Caleb's team scored more. So tough break for John, because I know how that goes. Joe Burrow scored 33 points. Chris Olave, another dud. Like, he's been pretty bad this season. Chase got him some points, and that was pretty much it. Mixon got him some, and Addison got him some, but everybody else got like single digits, so it's tough. It's hard to win, especially when Darren Waller, your tight end, gets hurt. And then Caleb's team just had solid running all around. Big points from Hurts, 3 points from Kamara, and then Hockenson got him 20 points, so and kicker got him 13. So Caleb's team just kind of had a well-rounded showing, so good job on Caleb's part in getting that win.
All right, pretty solid. Our next game is going to be Eric with Prestige Worldwide versus Chris Whelan and Dylan. Chris won this one, 124-109. Congrats, Chris. Let's see who you got opening up today. All right. So, what is that?
He had Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yes. I'm very excited about that because I have Gibbs in our Dynasty League. So seeing him finally get some runs has got me a little excited as well since I didn't have to play him this week. So Gibbs got him 34. Kittle, who we said we got from Alice, from me, got him 23 points. So that's good for him. And then he had Brock Purdy with 21 points. Everyone else kind of subpar except for he had Koo from Atlanta Kicker, 12 points. And Kansas City defense got 10 points, even though they did not score a single touchdown from the Denver Broncos. Happy about that. But sorry, Eric, take the loss on this one. You had Herbert, who had a great game, 29 points. Garrett Wilson got you 17. Bijan got 12. But only had Don Kincaid got 17. But overall, just couldn't get over the balance over there by missing, 11, 15 points would have won you the game. Anyone on your bench kind of helped you? Oh, yeah, Terry McLaurin.
Dotson.
And Dotson, yeah. So a little more.
Chris's bench had some really good players, too. All Chris's bench got double digits. Ferguson. So, like, this is kind of a crazy game. Like, you know, you could say, well, he would have won if he put the right players in, but Chris would have gotten even more points if he put the right players in. So,
yeah, that's half the battle. I mean, I can see why you play Zay Flowers against Arizona. You know, they only get 6 points, and then
Higgins got
you 11 in the flats, but, you know, it's part of the game of fantasy football. You have to pick the right guys on the right week as well.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, Tony Pollard's been really disappointing this year, but Chris has been able to withstand some of that disappointment. And Gus Edwards, that's, you know, gets all those three touchdowns on his bench. So, but
yeah, but you're not you know, in your head thinking you're going to play Gus Edwards over Tony Pollard unless the matchup is really in your favor.
Yeah, and you're not going to play Gus. I guess I would play Gus Edwards over Cook, but. Anyways, that's Chris's sit-start decisions. He can make them on his own.
Awesome. What's our next game?
All right. C-Dub won't call back. This is the big blowout of the week versus Carson City Goobers. So, Alex's team, holy cow. Not a single player on his team scored less than 10 points. So, every single person got double digits. So, like, what a sit-start decision. Plus, he had D-Hop sitting on his bench scoring 34 points. So, like, he could have even had an even bigger week if he put Hopkins in over Amari Cooper.
That's crazy. He scored almost,
or Mike Evans.
Scored almost 200 points.
Yeah, he would have scored, like, 220 points. My goodness, Alex. But, you know, Justin's team scored, you know, 117, and it might have beaten some other people. Would definitely have beaten me. But he just happened to play Alex, who just decided to go off this week.
He would have been
CeeDee Lamb.
He would have been Dadford. Would have been Eric. Would have been. He would not have been Ray. Would have been Matthew, and would have been Joe Snedley. Had he played it?
Yep. That's kind of how it's been for all season for me too. So it happens.
But you won this week, so let's get right to that.
Yeah, buddy.
Our matchup of the week, of course, is Josh's first win in Mac Attack versus Mega Miller's team, Matthew Miller. And Mac Attack won 100-93. So a little low scoring, a little close game, but nonetheless, it's a win. Of course, you got your Trevor Lawrence got you 17 points. Comboed that with Ridley, got you 14. And then you did Breece Hall, 20 points. And look at you playing Taysom Hill at tight end. Got you 21 points. Good guess on that one.
Yeah, it's a good pickup for me.
So your bench. Not a lot of help on your bench. You got Dobbs. You got 11. Other than that, though, you're pretty standard. And then over to Matthew Miller, who had Patrick Mahomes, who let him down with 7 points. But he had Diggs with 16. Ayuk had 15. John Taylor had 10 points. Evan Ingram had 16. And then his bench, the only thing that would have helped is let's see, Bryce. If he had played Bryce Young over Patrick Mahomes, let's see, it's a 9-point difference. So, yeah, he would have won by 2 points. I mean, that's the season that we're having, guys.
Yeah, who would have thought?
If he could go back in time and tell him, play Bryce Young over Patrick Mahomes, I don't think he would have listened, but still, that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
He would have felt really bad if he lost to Bryce Young by 2 points.
Well, I have already bad enough because last week I lost to Bradford, who had two players score 0 points, and he still beat me. So
that is true. That is a little hard in the confidence boost, but now you got some confidence getting your first
there
win,
you go.
And you're gonna make your way on your second win.
Yep.
All right, and that was our recap.
We got one more. We got one more.
Oh yeah, of course. I always forgot about it. Go for it.
Can't forget about your game.
I tried to.
Running up that hill, Joe Snavely versus Justin's team, the Great Value Broncos. Josh Allen, his player he traded the farm for, you know, coming through for him this week with 33 points. Devontae Smith finally showed up and scored some points. You know, A.J. Brown finally let him catch the ball a little bit. Eckler finally came back healthy, so that's a big boost for your running back room.
That's what I need more than honestly anything else is Eckler to be himself.
And then Laporta, of course, with 19. Joe's team had a good showing out. His quarterback, though, did not. C.J. Stroud, all the magic he had this season just kind of went away when he played the rookie. But, you know, Hill, Waddle, both with 25 points. It's pretty good. Josh Jacobs finally decided to show up, even though he scored a touchdown, even though the rest of his team probably imploded. Rashad White started having some good game against Buffalo. So, but again, he got 0 points from Miles Sanders, so that didn't help his case going into the game. And it's hard to win if your player scores 0 points. So,
well, good news is even if he played Freeman instead of Sanders, he would have lost by 5 points. Yeah. A little better, but sorry, Joe, I got to take the win this week.
He might have, if he played Kirk Cousins, who's now, you know.
That's true.
He might have had a shot, but.
Yeah, I guess he played the upside of playing against Carolina, would have thought he would have helped Stroud more than playing Cousins against Green Bay.
Yep.
And now he lost Cousins for the year. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. So that's our full recap now. Got all the games there. Pretty solid games right there. Let's see what we got next going on. Ooh, our Not My Team. You want to start us off, Josh?
Sure. So I'm going with my brother. Again, there's a lot of teams on bye this week, so lots of low projections. But Caleb's out there with the number one projection this week. He's got 115 points projected. You know, Jalen Hurts, Pittman, you know, Thielen. Thielen's been, you know, a surprise this year, and he's riding him high, good. And then Kamara is going to score a lot against Chicago because he's pretty much the entire offense for New Orleans. So I like Caleb's team. I think he's able to kind of overcome some of the injuries he's gotten in this year. Justin Jefferson, when he comes back on IR, is going to be a big boost for his team. So I think Caleb's team's looking pretty good going into next week. This coming up week. And then not my team would be the guy who scored so many points last week, but his team is like getting devastated by bye weeks this week. So he's starting Cam Akers and Antonio Gibson as his running backs this week because McCaffrey and Etienne are on bye. So had to throw the Tennessee Titans defense in there, which is not good because they're already, you know, losing this game and they only got him 4 points. I just don't like Alex's team this week. But, I mean, you know what? If his team has the same – if the players he does play have the same output from last week, he could still come out and win it. But as of right now, not my team.
And this isn't personal. This is just, you know, strictly professional in your opinion on – you know, the week of, you know, for the
same. Yeah. I base this on, you know, what their matchup is just going into this next week. I think in my favorite, like, right. Alex's team is going to be amazing going the rest of the way forward. You know, he's OP'd now, especially on his running back. That's such a huge, huge advantage for him. Having two superstar running backs is easier to ride those right to the playoffs. So.
Yeah, for sure. What a break for Joe, though, to catch Alex on that bye week. Give him a good fighting chance to bounce back there.
You could take Alex is in third, and he's in fifth. And, you know, that win for Joe and a loss for Alex puts him down there, and, you know, tied for with Joe, so for record-wise. So, like I said, it's still anybody's game. Even me down in lowly 1-6, I think anybody's – the playoffs is still anybody's game other than Zach. I think Zach's pretty much the only person who's – got the playoffs locked because he could lose every game the rest of the season and still be fine.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And so my least favorite, I'm going with Megan Miller's team. He's 3-5 now. We definitely have a lot of love in the beginning of the season, but it's definitely kind of turning the corner. Patrick Mahomes isn't as good as we're thinking of. Stephon Diggs is still going to be amazing, but Singletary isn't doing good. Juju Smith-Schuster isn't doing well, obviously. Dalvin Cook hype has kind of went out the window now. And, of course, he lost James Conner IR a few weeks ago. Overall, just not doing too well. I'm definitely going to make some moves. Spend some money, Matthew. Get some more guys and get you some help. Other than that, I will go in a different direction. My favorite of the week. And I'm going to go with Alex because he was so dominant. Can't really deny that. Almost scored 200 points. Obviously, kudos to Zach, who's undefeated. But, I mean, just based on what's happened so far, then kind of going on what's going on the next few weeks. Obviously, not to, his bye week coming up, but I still think Alex has a good shot to control his own destiny. That's why he's
I think going forward, Alex is going to give Zach a run for the money. I think that's the 1-2 punch. But, you know, like you said, it's one bad week in the playoffs and your team's done. So, still anybody's game.
And if he loses this week and maybe, you know, catches a bad week one more time and kind of goes to the tiebreaker scenes and loses his first round bye, you know, that could definitely change some things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my two teams. So now go right into our power rankings. You want to start off with the first three, Josh?
Sure. FYI, to everybody in the league, I found a pretty fun stat in Yahoo. If you go to the league page on the website, not on your phone, on the website, and you go to the standings, you can put the standings down and click on power rankings. And you can see what Yahoo, you know, based on your points scored, your power rankings for that particular week. So, but according to those power rankings, actually, John Snavely's in the lead with number one with the most points, which is kind of crazy. So, but anyways,
look at it right now. It's got John first. It's got Chris Wheelman last. Very interesting. Where are you at? You are right in the middle, Josh. So, according to Yahoo, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah. I think it takes your rest of your season points scored. I don't know how it calculates the points, but
it's based on projected points for the remainder of the season. So I mean, I guess how the guys are originally supposed to do, you know, and that they're actually doing. So that probably plays a factor into things, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, right?
Absolutely. Let's get into our hard, cold truth power rankings.
Sorry. Okay, so number one, of course, we got Super Saiyan. Zach's going to stay number one until he's not number one. So, and then Alex, C-Dub will call back with the new Juggernaut team. I think those guys are going to be locked about 1 and 2 for the rest of the year. Chris Whelan coming up in number three. Yeah, and that's where we'll end there.
Number four, we got your brother, Caleb. Grass City Clutch, followed by Joe Smiley running up that hill. And then Prestige Worldwide, Eric, at number six.
Yep, we never count Eric out. He's going to get dangerous and not going into the playoffs. So, number seven, Carson City Goobers with Justin. Number eight with Matthew Miller's team. And number nine, Great Value Broncos.
And then rounding out the last three, we have number 10, Team Dafford. I gave you the bump up at number 11 with Mac Attack for your first win.
Woo.
And then, unfortunately, leave John at number 12, Miami Sharks. Any disputes there?
Miami Sharks. I'll take the bump, even though I think John's team's – we'll find out today because John and I play each other right now. So,
oh, yeah.
Find out this Sunday.
I said a few weeks ago this might be a turning point, too, of last place if you guys kind of stay around the same numbers.
Yeah, if I beat him today, I think I will not be last place. If I win today, I will not be last place next week, which is crazy.
Cut it, print it, let's get it out there.
All right. Because I will have that tie with Ray that will put me ahead.
Actually, I don't know if you guys can tie since you have the tie in your rankings. So unless
John no, I'm just, I'm saying, no, no, yeah, I'm saying, no, I will be ahead because of the tie. So John would be 2-6 and or 2-7 and 0, and I'll be 2-6-1. Yeah. So I'll have that. I'll have like a half point lead on him. So
interesting. We'll see how it goes during the season. It'll be very, and also like someone like Bradford or Matthew could fall down to the bottom and, you know, take the place outright. So we'll never know.
Yeah.
Could be me too. I'm not going to count myself out. I could definitely fall and, you know, be the last place at the end of the year. Hopefully I'm not, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw some dynasty talk in there, Josh.
Yeah, my dynasty team is doing much better than my regulars league. You know, I am 4-4 now in dynasty and right in the thick of things. Like they're everybody's like, yeah, the worst place team is actually 3-5, which is not like that crazy. So it's pretty wide open for the standings in this league.
Yeah, there's a lot of same records, which is kind of good. Everyone kind of engaged and, you know, not kind of unmotivated, you know, if you have so many losses and whatnot. But overall,
yeah,
doing pretty good.
Yeah, and everybody's active. Nobody's not missing starts and stuff. I know it's a little different this year, and Chris and I had a conversation about it. And the app's a little cumbersome, I think. And like the amount of people on your bench and the amount of scrolling you have to do is a little confusing, but once you get used to it, it's pretty good. And the website is actually pretty nice, pretty nice setup. So,
so right now we got Sean Steve still in first place. I got second place. This is the third of Caleb. Josh is 5. Eric is 6. Alex is 7. Ray is 8. Matthew is 9, and John is 10 in this league. So he's toward the bottom.
Yeah.
Yahoo leads at the bottom. He's not his ninth year.
Yep, and you won't be in second place very long once I beat you this week. So.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, the battle of the hosts and dynasty this week.
You're definitely predicted to win right now, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm so glad I got together this week.
I missed it. I missed you guys. Hopefully all of our listeners enjoy our podcast. You know, leave us a message on the Instagram page. You know, go on the Instagram and click on the link and leave us a message. We'd love to have some extra talk. If you want to join the podcast, let us know. We'd love to get you on here. Anytime we get some guests on here, we can get some extra perspective and some more fun talk. It's always good.
I think definitely in the next 2 weeks we should try, if we get together for a little bit, we should definitely try to do like a holiday episode with a few of the other guys and just kind of talk fantasy for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it'll be great. Just kind of sit around, maybe do like just report, just not even like this format, maybe just like where we all just kind of sit around and talk fantasy, you know, put it on as a podcast. That'd be fun.
Absolutely, man. Hopefully we got set up, we'll get some guys involved, get some calls going, and we'll see how that does. We'll see how that goes. But other than that,
absolutely.
Thanks for all for listening. I'm your host, Justin Major, and we got Josh Carlson, the commissioner. Hopefully not the loser of the year, but we'll find out. And we'll see you all next week.
See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Have a good night.
Justin, hey, it's Chris Wieland. Or Bad Juju. As I'm known nowhere else but in this fantasy league. My favorite fantasy player, great question. Don't know if I totally understand it, but I'm going to give it a shot. My favorite fantasy player of all time is Alex Byrd. I mean, he's basically the best that's ever lived. Every morning he just wakes up and pisses excellence, or Arnold Palmer's, you know what I mean? That guy, he's the very personification of if you ain't first, you're last. I mean, the record shows that. So, yeah, my favorite fantasy player of all time. Great question, Justin. Love the podcast. Look forward to listening to it every week.